Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day three of the second test between India and England. We join the action today with India in bat in their second innings, and they'll resume on 54 for one. Already 249 runs ahead of England. Even the biggest England fan would find it hard to make a serious case for a victory or even a draw from here.
It is going to be Moeen Ali with the first over of the day. He is going to send it down. Interestingly, seen in a couple of articles overnight that Moeen Ali is due to be heading home after this particular test match for a rest. Now, it might strike you as a bit odd. Well, hang on, he's only played one match. But, of course, he was in Sri Lanka. He was in India. It wasn't his fault he picked up COVID and was therefore unavailable. So it's probably one of those that he was due to have anyway. But he's going to open up the bowling. He has bowled seven overs. Two maidens, naught for 19. He's going to be bowling to Rohit Sharma, who will be resuming 25 not out. And in he comes for the first ball of the morning, and that doesn't bounce a great deal. And Rohit Sharma, with an awful lot of time, turns that round to square leg for a single, Goffey.
I don't know whether that was elusive, but that was very, very slow from Moeen Ali. He really gave that a little bit of loop. He had so much time, didn't he, Rohit Sharma, just to help it on its way around the corner for the first run of the morning. 55 for one here on TalkSport 2. Yeah, strange one, isn't it, Moeen Ali? Waiting for his opportunity to get back into the England side. Get some overs under his belt, just get a little bit of rhythm, and then he's off home to rest up for a couple of weeks before the one dayers. So, straight, it will confuse a lot of people, that. It's going to create a huge debate.
Nice. Moeen goes in, Pujara comes down the pitch and plays it to the straighter of the two mid-wickets, which is Dan Lawrence, and there is no run. Just a single from the five balls so far this morning. Who are we going for at the other end, by the way, gents? Who do you reckon will get the call? We'll find out shortly as Moeen goes in. Catch. Right arm over. It flicks into the leg side. Oh, now, Ollie Pope has done very well at short leg. He's flicked it back.
He dropped his bat.
Pujara has got into a tangle. Folks has whipped off the bales. And we are going up to Anil Chowdhury, the third umpire.
Oh, dear. Sending the clowns there. I mean, he went to get back. And I think he jammed his bat into the floor and dropped it. It's just whether he got his foot back over the line.
Well, let's see the replay. He reaches stretches, and his bat has got a very, very straight corners, and it jams on the line, stops. It hasn't crossed the line. He drops it. He's then trying to make his ground with his right foot and his left hand. Ben Folks whips off the bail, and his foot's still in the air.
One frame back.
That's going to be out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Forward, one frame forward. Yeah, you can freeze it. One frame forward.
The good thing is, we have the zing bales for this one. So you can see when the wicket is broken. And the decision from Anil Chowdhury is out. Fred Karnos has struck in the first over of the morning. England have a breakthrough. It is a comical run out for Pujara,
You will not see many like this ever, ever, ever again. But it's that kind of game for England. Ollie Pope, brilliant work at short leg. Pajara gets his bat jammed in the ground, drops it short, and Ben Folkes whips off the bails. Well, all donations gratefully received from England's point of view.
Moeen goes in. Virat Kohli very solidly forward to complete the over. 21 gone of the innings. Kohli has faced six deliveries, which is one more than he managed in the first innings. India 55 for two here on TalkSport 2, where our analyst is Jared Kimber.
Macca, one thing I know from T20 cricket is that Virat Kohli prefers the ball spinning away from him rather than spinning into him. And it's very, very rare, obviously, for a batsman to feel that way. Almost all batsmen prefer the ball spinning into them. So I just had a look at it in Test cricket, and CricViz have brought it up. He averages 101 in Test cricket when the ball spins away from him, and 51 when the ball spins in.
Is that because he's got out the last couple of times by off-spin as well? That would have affected the stats?
No, I think it's been like that for a long time. And that's a 50-run differential. That's not two wickets, is it? That's a bunch of wickets. He just doesn't like the ball spinning into him as much as he does it going away. Is there a technical reason, do you think, that?
Oh, Rohit Sharma's got an absolute ripper from Jack Leach. The bails have been whipped off by Ben Folkes, and Ben Folkes is nodding. He's walking down the pitch, nodding to the rest of the team, going, I've done him. I've got him on that occasion. He's brought Rohit forward. Now, Rohit doesn't look overly concerned. He never really moved at the crease, but did he drag that back foot? Guess what? We've got a stumping decision on Rohit Sharma, everybody.
Wow, Ben Folkes, I mean, if this is out, this is unbelievable wicket-keeping.
First
he
view.
It turned.
First view. Foot is
give me the reverse
out
angle, please.
Of the ground because it's on the line. The question then is, does he manage to roll the toes back down to get something behind the line? We're now seeing a view from the other side. The bells have lit up.
Freeze. Can you zoom it further?
I reckon that's out.
Well, it's similar to the others that have been given not out, hasn't
yes,
it,
please,
over the past couple of days?
Let's listen to Anil Chowdhury. What is he saying?
Keep rolling, nothing is behind. No, just go one frame back. Yeah, I'll let you know when to freeze.
Rohit is rolling his toes back, trying to get his
give me
foot
the previous one, that was better. Yeah.
He's trying to get his foot back down.
Stand by.
Sounds like we've got a decision.
Freeze, yeah, nothing is behind, grounded. Go to the big screen.
Out.
Wow.
There we go. England have got Rohit Sharma stumped. Ben Folkes with a brilliant piece of work behind the stumps. And Rohit goes for 26. And it's now 55 for three, India, this morning. Jack Leach has the wicket. Ben Folkes has looked so sharp behind the stumps all game. He probably should have had him out stumped in the first innings as well. He's got him in the second innings, and England have taken two already this morning.
Is he a crowd in? There was a deathly silence there, wasn't he, at the game. Rohit Sharma going there from a brilliant bit of wicket keeping from Ben Folkes.
India 65 for three, leading by 260. Here is Leach again.
Down's got him stumped. Ben Folkes has another one. Jack Leach goes through between bat and pad. He was on the charge, Rishabh Pant. And just exceptional, exquisite glove work from Ben Folkes. So quick. He's so quick that you wonder initially whether he was bowled. But Jack Leach has his third wicket. India are four down.
Well, there's one thing about Rishabh Pant. He does not come down to block it, does he? Or push one to mid-on. When he comes down, he wants to hit the maximum. He wants to hit a six. Didn't quite get to it. There's a puff of dust. He's off balance. He falls over straight through to Ben Folkes. There's no point even looking behind because he just catches the ball and takes the stumps off, takes the bails off so easy. But Pant goes for eight. It's a failure from him. 65 for four now here on TalkSport 2 India.
India leading by 281. It's a huge advantage. Don't even dare to dream as Rahane goes forward and just drops it out. Really, it rolls leg side rather than offside. We've seen some extraordinary stuff this morning that you wouldn't really make up. But you know what? This game has been... Well, both tests have had extraordinary stuff, I would say, in terms of quality and lack of quality. And moments where you think, gosh, really... Cricket's moved on, and moments where you think it's Stood very still. Oh, that might be out. That might well be out. Yes, it is. Ajinkya Rahane came down, tried to go baton pad as he didn't get near enough the pitch of the ball. It spun inside edge onto pad, looped up, and Ollie Pope threw himself forward as the ball hung in the air and a little bit back down the pitch, actually, not just forward to the batsman, and clung onto the catch. So Rahane out. A five down now, Matt.
Yeah, and it's just it's just more and more ominous for England. I can't see it. All the Indian batsmen have just really struggled to find a way to score, a way to defend. And how do you bat on this surface right now? Well, certainly none of the Indian batsmen so far this morning have been able to show us. Another good delivery from Moen, but as Aka said yesterday, I think the spinners just have to put it in an area and they get all the assistance from the wicket. India now 86 for 5 here on TalkSport 2.
Moen Ali just waits at the end of his mark. Now he's on his way. Gives that one a bit of a tweak. And it's short. And Akshar Patel will work it into the leg side. Dan Lawrence is chugging after that one to the mid-wicket boundary, but can't haul it in. If there were two more metres, he'd have got there. As it was, he's just not quite quick enough to pull that one in. And India get to three figures in their second innings. It might not sound much, but it takes the lead to 297.
I think Virat Kohli has basically said, come on, I think he stopped that, it's three. It's kind of, they've gone against what the umpires have said.
So we're going to amend the John Terry banner at Stamford Bridge, captain, leader, legend. We're now going to have captain, batsman, umpire for Virat Kohli, because apparently he's doing that as well.
Well, he's basically trusted the England fielder, hasn't he, to say he stopped it.
Wrongly, I think, because I reckon that was four, judging by the replay we've seen. Anyway, it's been given us three. We're going to stay with three. So Virat Kohli is back on strike. That might be the more significant factor. 114 for six. Virat fancies Jack Leach, it would appear. Leach goes in. It's short, wide, and Virat Kohli hammers it through point for four.
So we said before that he averages 100 when the ball spins away. Ashwin is going to really struggle with Jack Leach on this pitch. Could just be a tactical thing. And if that case, absolute genius and fair play to him.
My apologies, because of course that's the first ball of the new over, so it wasn't given as three because Kohli would have been at the other end, wouldn't he? So it was a four.
But it was a strange conversation, wasn't it, with the umpires? It almost looked like saying, listen, I trust a fielder. He's basically said it, but yeah, give him the four.
Well, anyway, it kind of doesn't matter really in a sense. It's 118 for six. We're in the 38th over of the Indian innings. It's 313 the lead as Kohli comes forward to Leach and plays out on the offside for no run.
So in keeping with the rest of the test so far, lots of movement and lots of wickets falling. Very hard to see this one going the full 5 days. And a reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider you use. Please make sure you're also watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. We rejoin the action very shortly with India on 118 for 6, Moen Ali set to pick up the ball.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day three of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action with India on 118 for 6 in their second innings and with a very healthy lead of 313.
Moen will start a new over to Akshar Patel. He's beaten on the inside edge, takes him on the pad, given out LBW. England asked really, really hard for that one. Moen was convinced, Folks was convinced. Akshar Patel walks down the pitch and has a chat with Virat Kohli, and they are going to review this one.
It looked like it went straight on with the arm, didn't it? There wasn't no spin there from Moen Ali. Be interesting whether he did get any glove on it whatsoever.
So it pitches, straightens, did he inside edge it?
Bat is close. One more time, please. And give me ultra edge when you're ready. just to confirm.
If there's no edge, it's going to be close because he actually misses the front pad and takes him on the back leg.
Did it?
And we're seeing the ultra edge.
Keep rolling. Yeah, let it touch the pad. Yeah, keep rolling. Flat line.
So there's
keep it touch the pad. Yeah.
There's nothing there, and what they're waiting for is then to actually go through.
No bat involved.
And see it hit the back leg to see the
spot. Ball tracking when you're ready, please.
So they're happy that there was no bat. Now.
In line, pitching.
It's pitched in line.
Hitting in line.
Umpire's call. It will be out.
Umpire's call. Go to the on-field umpire. Virender, stay with your decision. Yeah, thank you.
England have another one. 106-46, and Akshar Patel is dismissed for 7 from 18 deliveries from Moeen Ali, and 36 overs and one ball of the Indian innings have gone, and number 6 goes down, and that huge cheer can mean only one thing. The local boy Ravi Chandran Ashwin is on his way out to bat.
Here is Joe Root, and that is swept, sweetly struck, only as far as backward square leg where Jack Leach fields, but they do go through for a single, called quickly by Virat Kohli. 127 for 6, the lead is 322.
I love that, Matty. You used the word craft. I actually think, you know, everybody's saying, oh, is this surface fit for test cricket and so on and so forth, but we're actually seeing skill sets now that are just a different gravy. You know, the workmanship, the craft, as you say, with the batsmen who are getting runs on this, the wicketkeeper, some of the catching around the bat. We don't champion it enough. We just say, oh, it's a rubbish pitch, it's turning, we should play on green seamers and all this sort of thing, it's better for the game. Actually, we should be saying, look, we're seeing skills that we don't always see come to the fore now, and actually, I think it should be championed as opposed to as looking at it the other way.
And now, Ashwin's moved to 28, what an innings, 142 for 6, broad again. Now, I haven't been able to explain what's going on here as Ashwin goes forward and pushes it to flies off the face of the bat, actually, to backward short third man. Broad is into the attack. Ben Folkes is standing up to the stumps, and Broad is going to look to bowl mainly cutters. That's why Folkes is up. They want to see if he pitches full into all the rough, will he get purchase from his cutters? At the moment, I don't think he's tried one. He's bowled two balls at more like his normal pace. It's a real challenge for Ben Folkes up there. That's a good ball on a good line and length, and is defended safely to... Actually, I won't call it short third man. I'll now call it deep gully.
Matty, after lots and lots of years keeping to Brody, one, have you ever stood up to him? Two, how's this going to go down with Brody and his ego maybe with the keeper standing up?
Oh, I think it's probably Brody saying, I think you should come up to the stumps. And I would have responded, I think you should bend your back.
Very good. Very good. I think he just wants a bowl. So he said, Captain, I'll bowl you some cutters. Here he comes again. And he bowls on a good length. Bangs it. So actually, just back of a good length, perhaps. And it's very straight. And it hits the splice of Ashwin's back. Go on, buddy.
Brilliant, Brody. He'd be grumpy, wouldn't he? He'd be saying, oh, I should be bowling. No point bowling seam on this wicket. Just may as well bowl spinners. Okay, Root, if you want me to bowl, I'm only bowling cutters. No point.
154 for 6, Virat Kohli on strike to Dan Lawrence, who's bowling. There's a surprise as well. Leach and Moeen Ali had control for a long time this morning. Kohli goes forward and drives. Nice stroke, didn't time it. Ollie Stone's done a lot of fielding today, chasing that one. And there's two more to Kohli. It's the end of the over. He has 38. Ashwin has 34. It's 156 for 6.
Yeah, I think Kohli actually got a warning there from the umpire. We'll have to clarify that. But yeah, I mean, he's running down one side of the pitch. He calls through. They're pushing hard for two. And for no reason whatsoever, he touches, well, other than to destroy the wicket, obviously. He touches down, runs right across the middle of the pitch. And ends up going back for two. The big point here is I don't know why he did, because there's enough in it, isn't there, Bert?
Oh, well, they've come off. They're walking off the field. It's lunch, I will tell you. But go on, Gareth. I know you wanted something.
Just adding to it. It's like when you catch the little one with the hand in the cookie jar, but they turn around and say, I did not do that. I'm not eating a biscuit, Daddy, and there's crumbs coming out of the mouth. You're kind of like, well, Virat, come on, pal.
Okay, well, there's a few things to say, aren't there? We'll do the session in a second. I mean, the most obvious one is... Most of us have done it. I think the game, and Gareth is hiding cover in his shame there.
You've never heard these two more quiet than when you said that.
So let's just chill out on Cody for a second. Anyway, fascinating morning's cricket that. My goodness, 30 overs, masses of runs, masses of wickets. In the end, one has to say, actually, it's gone India's way, which seems incredible that England played so well for that period when they took five wickets. And it's this partnership between Ashwin and Kohli that has really changed the nature of the morning so dramatically. The partnership worth 50, and it's come in quick time, 11 overs. You know, it's pretty impressive batting. Ashwin 34, Virat Kohli 38, but it's such a huge advantage. But this partnership of 50 between R. Ashwin and Virat Kohli, I repeat, completely changed the balance of the morning, and I would therefore give it to India. Leach 3 for 63 and Moeen Ali 2 for 46 are the wicket takers. They bowled pretty well, steadily at the odd bad ball. They bowled better than in the first innings, and they made life extremely difficult on a very difficult pitch for the Indian batsmen until Kohli got settled. And now I've got the lead. 351 is India's lead. Wow, with four wickets in hand going into lunch on the third day, that is some performance by India. Here we go then, he's on 49, here's Moeen Ali, and back goes Virat Kohli, and with the minimum of fuss he works that ball into the leg side with his bottom hand, acknowledges the crowd, ecstatic as they are for his performance, his charisma, his huge presence on social media by the way, and his 50.
Ah, unbelievable innings for me. I mean, to come in the way he has and the way he's played, absolutely given no chances on a pitch that's turning, it's bouncing, he's got deep in the crease, he's pushed it through into the leg side for singles, he's swept, he's hit through the covers. Quite remarkable innings.
Here's Ollie Stone again, only the fourth ball of the over. Ashwin goes to play the tennis shot and does it brilliantly. And Broad will pull it up inside the rope, but it was a massive field change. People moved from everywhere, all ready for that short ball. It came, but Ashwin was ready to it. He opened himself up and he stood like a baseballer, ready, and then he hit it like a tennis player with an overhead smash down to long on.
Yep, the telegraph short ball. And as a batsman, you've got to make the decision, am I going to leave it or am I going to go for it? And Ashwin going with the latter. It was like a tennis ball smash, wasn't it?
On 46. What an innings, reminding us that it's by no means impossible to bat on this pitch. Another bouncer, this time he goes offside, another overhead smash. There's no fielder out there, what a way to go to 50. Tremendous performance from a talented cricketer who may yet cause more pain for England in this test match.
So India, with this partnership of Ashwin and Kohli, are really now very much in control. Any thoughts that this test won't even go to the fourth day is now long forgotten. And a reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider you use. Please make sure you're also watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. We will rejoin the action very shortly with India with a lead of 397.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of Day 3 of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action with India in charge, a lead of 397, and with Ashwin and Kohli both past 50 and looking fairly comfortable.
The lead 397. You remember Joe Root in the first match said they wanted England to get the lead to 400, then they would have some fun. Virat Kohli is getting a ball from Moeen Ali around the wicket. He pushes out into the offside. Well, India have already got enough runs in this match. In a sense, this is fun from Virat Kohli anyway. And by fun, I mean keeping England out there in the heat and the humidity and making life as difficult as possible. On this occasion, Moeen Ali gets one to turn and bounce, and it is given out. Virat Kohli, LBW. Now, I think he's going to review that straight away. He has. And my initial thought there would be the amount of bounce that Moeen Ali's get, and it might be height. But we are going to go through the process.
Review for leg before. Fair delivery. Front on when you're ready, please.
Okay, so it's not a no ball.
Umpire has given out.
First part of the equation is done. Now we will look to see whether there's an inside edge.
Yeah, give me one more time, please. Bat is close to the ball.
Well, we're not looking at this from straight down the pitch.
Yeah.
Stand by. Five and six, five. Stand by.
One thing I can tell you is that ball has hit Virat Kohli above the knee roll.
And go to ultra edge. You built up ultra edge in the meantime if you don't have the other thing yet.
Okay, the reason we're looking at it at that angle is we didn't have the first angle available.
Stand by.
Ultra edge ready. Stand by, ultra edge.
Okay, so now we're getting the...
Keep going.
There's nothing on the ultra edge.
One more time.
To indicate an inside edge.
Just rumbling. Keep going. Just do it one more time. Just come two frame back, yeah. Two frame back. Two more. Yeah, rumbling already. Keep going. Rumbling.
The reason
still
you're
rumbling,
hearing
yeah.
the word rumbling
no bat involved, yeah.
is that there's a tiny
ball
little
breaking,
mark on the ultra edge, and what they're saying is that was already there, so it's not where the bat
pitching outside
hits ball.
Hitting in line.
Well, I'll be.
Umpire's call on wickets.
Virat Kohli
Nathan,
is out LBW. It looked like it could be high, and indeed, it wasn't hitting the stumps full on. It was an umpire's call on height, and Moeen Ali has got Virat Kohli twice in the test match. First innings, ripped one through his defences, bowled through the gate. This time, he's clipped the top of middle stump to get an LBW call. Fair play to England for reviewing that one. I wasn't sure. But the umpires have used the technology and Virat Kohli walks off with 62 to his name. It's 202 for 7. Virat Kohli goes LBW to Moeen Ali.
Now this is all about the change of angle from Moeen Ali. Very, very smart thinking. Good execution. Pitches the ball just in and around those tram lines, knowing full well on this surface it's going to spin back. The ball did spin back. Virat Kohli, the great technician, gets a bit too square to Moeen Ali. That means he's a bit front on. Back comes around himself, misses the ball, hits him on the pad. High, I don't know, in real time it looked out to me for all money, knowing exactly what Moeen Ali is trying to do, and smacks him in front. Virat Kohli reviewed straight away. He was obviously worried about the height, but went with umpire's call. And that's a big wicket for Moeen Ali in the context of his career and his little battle with Virat Kohli. Probably means minimal in the bigger picture of this game, but still, it's a good wicket for England. 202 for 7.
If we thought it was going to be difficult for England facing spin, the seam now is proving a handful for the Indian batsmen, where the cutters are taking a piece out of the pitch.
Yeah, good point. Very good point, Guffey. Just to pick up on Gareth's point, as Ashwin pushes that out to square cover, the sweeper's out there, so there's a single. The only point I'd say, Gareth, is that I hear what you say, that the chance may have been created by the wicketkeeper standing up. But in this instance, Ashwin is a back and across merchant. He's not someone who takes his guard out of his crease. And he doesn't like to get nearer the ball. Actually, he prefers to play off the back foot. So I don't think there's any need for the keeper to stand up. I hate to be critical of men who are out there in battle, but that would be my observation.
Yep, you called it, Nico, with the first previous delivery from Moeen Ali, ripping past the outside edge. Probably pitching a bit fuller and even more leg side for Yadav, but goes past the outside edge. And then the very next delivery, sliding on with the arm. Probably not intentional, to be very honest, from Moeen Ali, but it's just the natural variation. Slides on it, big thud into the front pad, and yep, hitting middle halfway up. That's what's going to make it so difficult for England when they come to bat.
It is. I mean, when you've got a ball that's turning square almost and bouncing, and then the next ball goes straight on with the arm, that's what's difficult. If it was consistent spin, every single ball. And what makes it harder for England here? Let's just talk about the difference between Moeen Ali and Ard Ashwin, right? Ashwin has got so many natural varieties as well, variation of delivery, different paces, and it's... We've seen Moeen Ali. Moeen Ali's took 8 wickets in the match, by the way, and we're talking about how well he's not bowled, and it will. It'll continue that debate. He's took 8 wickets, yet India, on these conditions, have managed to score the runs they have.
One thing about Moeen is he does take wickets, and he bowls wicket-taking balls. He bowls a lot of very good balls.
But Don Best bowls wicket-taking deliveries.
I don't think we can be too harsh on Moeen Ali. When did he play his last Test match?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know
what
I mean? You've got to have rhythm. You know, Guffey, as a bowler, you've got to have match rhythm. And he bowled 25 overs this innings to bowl. Even just the physical element of bowling, wearing his fingers it is.
But Matt, I'm not harsh on him at all. He's been picked to play. He's the England off spinner out there on a turning pitch that we're talking about.
I agree. I don't think we have been harsh on him, but no. I know people out there will be. Moeen Ali should
don't
be bowling
think we
better.
Have been at all. Here's Broad again, pounding in. Ashwin looks to cut and get some of it down to third man, but won't take the single. He's protecting Ishant Sharma. Given the advantage they have in the match, I'm surprised at that.
Exactly, Mark, because when you consider as well, he spent 2 weeks, well, nearly 3 weeks in an hotel bedroom on his own in Sri Lanka, so he didn't even bowl in the nets. And then he's come to India 6 more days in quarantine. And then probably, about 4 net sessions. And suddenly he's playing a Test match in India.
Exactly right. And, yeah, I'm not suggesting we're being harsh on him, but I think any England fans will have a look and go, Moeen Ali, why, you know, what's going on? Why he's bowling loose? He's going at 4 and over on this type of wicket.
I just think we should make it clear. None of us are blaming him specifically.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's had no cricket for a long time, and he had a terrible time in quarantine and all of that. I get all that. But in the end, we're watching him bowl, and we're saying that there's a mixture. There's some brilliant stuff and enough bad balls for a batting side to keep going.
Last ball before tea, which is why Joe Root's coming up with a very, very meticulous plan. And he's put himself in at leg slip. There's an orthodox slip. This is it. The last ball before the tea break on day 3. And it's Ishant Sharma on strike. And there's a man on the drive at shortish cover, also a mid wicket. Here is the last ball before tee. It's Stuart Broad, Ishant Sharma. It's full and it's just a foot wide of the off stump, which may not have been the plan. And Ishant Sharma pushes it out defensively to the man on the drive at short cover. And that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is tee. India have reached 221 for 8. That was a quietish session it was a very quiet session compared to what we've had in the previous 7 sessions of this Test match. 65 runs and 2 wickets. India, you would think, miles ahead of where any capability that England have of winning the game, or perhaps even saving it, given that we still have another two and a bit days of this test match remaining. India 221 for 8, and lead by 416.
Wow, 416 runs. But we can see how the day has gone and how difficult it has been to score. I think that first session, India scoring over 100 runs, even though they lost wickets. But the second session, they're just over 60. So there's been a big, big difference. Very difficult to score. You have to have a definite game plan going in and have scoring areas against each bowler. They've had a little bit of luck there, India. There's no doubt about it. I think Stuart Broad bowled really, really well. Moeen, again, has picked up, he's got 8 wickets in the match. He'll be pretty happy. But when it comes down to the game situation, India have totally dominated from day one, from the moment, first moment of this test match. And they're in a great position at tee on day 3.
So that's the players finishing for tee. And there has been very little inroads made by England's bowlers. Are Ashwin looking very strong? He's still unbeaten on 68. And a reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider you use. Please make sure you're also watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. We will rejoin the action very shortly with India on 221 for 8, giving them a huge lead of 416 runs.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
This is Following On, bringing you the highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of day 3 of the second test between India and England. We rejoin the action with India on 221 for 8, giving them a huge lead of 416 runs.
For 8, as England completely rethink here. That's why it's taking so much time. So 3 saving a single on the offside. There's a slip, a leg slip, a short leg. England would really like to just get this done. Broad. And that is work down to square leg for a single. So now it's Ishan Sharma who's stolen the strike from R. Ashwin, which certainly wasn't the plan. He hit it and hit it and ran just because he was so pleased to get a single.
He wasn't stopping. He was on naught. It was his 15th delivery he'd faced, and he was just going no matter what. So, Ashwin, you either run or you get him run out. I'm getting off the mark here.
I find that crazy when you've been sort of farming the strike and then just because the bloke wants to get off strike, you run. I find that crazy. It's absolutely bonkers. Defeats
well,
the object.
You don't if you're Ishant Sharma, though, do you? You just want one.
I get his situation, but surely the whole point of keeping away from the strike is for Ashwin. So I think you've just got to take it on the chin.
Especially when you're 24 away from 100.
Yeah. Oh.
But 425 runs ahead. Does it matter?
Does if he gets out now.
I'm surprised we've not seen Jack Leach, you know, for a while. Like I say, I think he's bowled quite well in the game, Jack Leach. He's bowled good speed, bowled quicker in this innings as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's bowled more direct. He's bowled nicely. He really has. And I think him and Moeen have actually clicked a bit more this innings.
Anyway, we're waiting for Jack Leach to bowl to Ishant Sharma, and he does so now. No spin for him. Tries to fire it into the pitch a bit more. Sharma goes forward and defends. We talk a lot about natural variation, and by that we mean the pitch behaves as it chooses to, and the ball sometimes reacts differently off it, sometimes going straight on and sometimes spinning. And that one does spin a bit, and Ishant Sharma shuts the face, but he gets lucky, and the outside edge goes to short extra cover, I suppose. Of course, the amount of revs you put on the ball and the swerve and the dip and all of those things that make one spin bowler better than the other. Oh, now he's had a big swipe at it. It's miles in the air. It should be caught. Oh, it is. Well done. Well done. Good, safe hands. And that was by no means an easy catch against this bright light. And Ollie Stone is the man who ran about 10, 15 metres and ended up sliding on his knees to hold it about a yard above the ground.
Yeah, got a big wicket for Jack Leach. That's just outside off stump, the line. Ishant Sharma, let's say he did a couple of good shots, tried to sweep that one. It's always going to be difficult with the amount of spin and the uneven bounce. He top-edged it, running around Ollie Stone. Fantastic athlete he is, and it was a good catch, Mark. You're right, a fantastic catch. Ishant Sharma goes for seven. India, 237 for nine here on TalkSport 2.
There's conversations going on all over the place. Moeen Ali is rubbing his hands in the dirt, theoretically, to get the sweat off of his hand. Now, where are England going to station the fielders? There's a man out on the mid-wicket fence. Fine leg is inside the 30-yard circle if it was a one-day game. There's a square leg, a mid-wicket, a mid-on.
Well, they've covered deep mid-wicket, but otherwise, they're saying to Ashwin, well, you can go over the top if you want. They're covering all the singles otherwise.
Moeen is on his way. He's bowling over the wicket to Ashwin. Down the pitch, he's edged it. It's flown over Ben Stokes. It will go away towards the boundary, and the crowd can now go officially bonkers, because Ravi Chandran Ashwin takes his helmet off and celebrates. He goes to 100 with a four over the slip, and he's absolutely loving this. What an innings from the local hero. Siraj comes down and gives him a bear hug. India are 264 for nine in the second innings of this game on a pitch which is turning square, but is taking chunks out of the surface. And Ravi Chandran Ashwin has 103 not out from 134 balls faced. Of course, Ashwin has done the double, hasn't he? Because he took a fiver in the first innings for England and got 100. Third time he's done the double of 105 wickets in a match. That's serious all-rounder territory. Leach in, Siraj playing perfectly respectably off the back foot, pushing out on the offside, no run.
How's 110 for looking?
Botham's got the record, doesn't he, at five, I think?
He does indeed, in 102 test matches.
And they're the top two?
Yeah, Ashwin's got three in 76. Leach around the wicket. Oh my goodness, what a shot from Siraj. He's launched this one over long on, cleared it by 20 metres, the fielder, and has cleared the boundary by another 10. That's a glorious shot. Siraj goes to nine with one of the shots of the day.
Well, that's a good stroke off Ollie Stone, who's now back to a pretty ordinary pace. It's difficult for him to find the excitement, really, the enthusiasm to charge in, but there's a couple there added to the score. India now 286 for nine.
It was interesting. We just got the clip of Ashwin getting his 100 there, and you would have thought Siraj had got 100. The way he was celebrating, the joy, the enthusiasm he's got for his teammates and what he's actually doing just shows the hunger that he's got to get to where he is now. And he's showing that, and that'll be rubbing off on the legends of the game that he's playing with.
Yeah. Let's develop that theory in a second. Here's Ollie Stone again. And... an attempt to hammer him down the ground by Ashwin off the back foot, a sort of old Caribbean shot. And it's a nice segue to the point I was going to make. When the West Indies team emerged into such a fantastic side in the late 70s and early 80s, there was a strong case for the fact that a lot of them had come from nothing and that it was a way out of not a bleak future, but not a promising future, and certainly a humble background, to emerge to some fame and fortune. And they took it, of course, and they worked very hard and became a very fine side. And these days there's quite a lot of young Indian cricketers emerging like that. Bowled him, that's the end of the innings. Ravi Ashwin has a big swipe across the line to a good length ball from Ollie Stone, hits the top of off stump, and it ends the Indian innings finally after 85 overs and 5 balls and a wonderful, exciting 100 from R. Ashwin. India finish 286 all out. Right, here we go then. Ishan Sharma steams in to bowl to Burns, and he bowls it down the leg side, and Burns just nails it. Just absolutely up the middle of the bat through square leg for four.
He was on two ducks coming into that, wasn't he, Bat? So,
yeah.
Handy.
If you could ask for any ball first up for Rory Burns, it's leg stump, pretty full. Just let me get a clip. Let me get a clip. Get me off and running. Get my confidence going.
Ashwin around the wicket. Burns gets the sweep out. He's got the under edge on that one. Not the good part of the wood of the bat. And it's going to be fielded by Pujara at short, fine leg. Let's turn around the question we just asked Akash Goffey. From an England point of view, what's a good return by close? I mean, look, obviously we'd all want it to be zero. Is there a chance of it being no wickets down at the end of play as Burns pushes back towards Ashwin?
Wait, I think it has to be zero, doesn't it? Otherwise, it's a bad day. It's a bad result. I think England, to give themselves confidence and give themselves a little bit of belief.
Ashwin around the wicket. Burns uses his feet, comes to me, gets it. He's just pushing it back to the bowler and no run, though.
Yep, they have to get through to close the play without losing a wicket, realistically. Be difficult, but it can be done.
But we've seen it throughout today, that if you get in, you are then difficult to get out. You've got to get through that opening period of time and get yourself settled. Ashwin is in. That's an absolute ripper to Rory Burns. Rory Burns has just managed to pull the bat inside the line of that one and bails out so he doesn't play a shot, and he'll be very glad that he did as it goes through to Pant.
But there's always going to be one of those deliveries. You've got to have a lot of luck.
Ashwin into Burns. Burns pushing to point and no run.
And play with a lot of skill. So if your name's on one where you just go back, it comes and catches the glove, or you go forward, it bounces in your glove at a back pad. Can you do anything about it? Probably not. But you can play to the technique. You've got your game plan. And you just hope it's not got your name on it. And that's what it comes down to in the end. You can only do your best.
The consistency from Ashwin in that over was incredible. He sent down six deliveries, three of them at 88 kilometres an hour, one at 89 and two at 90.
Well, that's what I mean. Natural variation. That's what he's got. That's why he's got the wickets. He's got, especially in India as well. All around the world, this guy gets them.
Axar Patel is in. Left arm around. Sibley coming forward. He hit quite high up on the bat. The fielder at short gully. Thought they might have a little bit of a sniff there, but nothing on that occasion as it lands short.
But what's impressed me about Axar Patel is the pace he bowls at.
Left arm around. It's hurried up. It's hit Sibley bang in front. Up goes the finger. We're talking about England getting through to the end of the day with a clean sheet.
No.
Well, Sibley's going to walk down and have a word with Burns about reviewing this one.
Don't waste it. That's out unless he's nicked it. Yeah, he's off.
Sibley turns round, walks off, does not make the tee signal. He's unstrapping the Velcro on his gloves, and Dom Sibley will walk off. Three from 25 deliveries, but more significantly, India have their breakthrough. England are 17 for one.
Well, that's what we're just talking about. The pace in which Axar Patel bowls it, very direct, as Gareth Barry would say. And it was only hitting one thing, wasn't it? Middle stump. Absolutely dead. Well bowled, got him on the back foot. Well deserved wicket. He started the day, well, started the evening well as Axar Patel. And it's a big wicket for India. England now 17 for one here on TalkSport.
Just in case there's a mistake by Rory Burns, the Surrey captain, who's going well here like he did in the first innings of the first test, and that's out. Caught at slip, would you believe it? Because he shut the face on the ball, tried to turn it to mid-wicket, the leading edge, and it's a good sharp catch flying at head height, and that's the end for Burns.
Yeah, we've seen how to play on this pitch, and one of the features of anyone that's had success is how straight they've played and how straight they've kept the bat face throughout the shot. Not to be this time for Burns. It is full, it is heading towards leg side, but he turns the fatal error. He's just trying to turn it into mid-wicket, turn it into the leg side against the spin again. So yes, the ball's turned, yes, the ball's bounced, but you have to say that's batsman error. Of coming out of the game plan. And I imagine as Burns walks off, he'll be saying, why did I try and work it? He'd been playing so nicely up until then, keeping the bat face straight. But he has to go for 25. England now, 49 for 2, here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, we'll let Gareth have a word about his mate Rory Burns, who sadly is out as Jack Leach makes his way to the middle as night watchman. And then all you Manthorpe fans, get ready.
Akshar Patel is in to Jack Leach, and he's turned it to backward square leg, and the night watchman has gone. Akshar Patel, with an absolutely classic left-arm spinner's delivery, has ripped it into Jack Leach. And he tried to control it, he tried to play it down, and it just spun and fizzed and ripped off the bat face to backward short leg. Classic left-arm spinner's wicket to get rid of the left-arm spinner, Jack Leach, and England are three down.
Beautiful bowling here from Akshar Patel. Getting some rewards. Only the two wickets in the first innings, but already two in the second. Driving the ball into their massive rough patches outside Jack Leach's off stump.
So that's day three complete. England will have 2 days to block, leave and run singles. For what it's worth, England need 482 to win. And a reminder that the Following On podcast rounds up the day's play from TalkSport 2's commentary team. You can subscribe with any podcast provider you use. Please make sure you're also watching our brand new YouTube show, The Outside Edge, which is available at the end of each day's play. We will be back tomorrow with day four of this test, England in bat, and with what looks like an impossible task. But make sure you're listening to TalkSport 2 from 3:45 a.m. every single ball live and exclusive right here.
Exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the first test match live from Chennai.
Only on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.